For decades, the village of King Cove on the Alaska Peninsula has sought to build an 11-mile road to an all-weather airstrip in Cold Bay. It would cut through ecologically sensitive habitat protected by the Fish and Wildlife Service. The Obama administration denied a land swap that was proposed in 2013. With a new administration, though, and the backing of Alaska's congressional delegation, King Cove has renewed hope they'll get their road. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
When Alaska Congressman Don Young was sworn in for his 23rd term in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, he quickly introduced 38 pieces of legislation. Among them is a bill to build the King Cove Road.
Which I've just talked to the Secretary Zinke, and I think we can do that administratively, but I've introduced a bill.
King Cove residents have been fighting for a road to Cold Bay for the past 40 years. In 2013, former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell ruled against the proposed 11-mile road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. With President-elect Trump's new Interior Secretary pick, Montana Representative Ryan Zinke, King Cove residents have renewed hope that they will get a road from their remote village to the all-weather airport in Cold Bay. Della Trumbull, a spokesperson for the King Cove Corporation, says safety is the key reason proponents have fought so long for this road.
First and foremost is safe access in times of emergencies, and this, usually in this case it's normally medical emergencies. And other than that, it's just basically on a day-to-day basis is safe access between the communities at King Cove and Cold Bay.
When weather is extreme, planes can't get in or out of King Cove. In the past year, 17 people were medically evacuated, three by the U.S. Coast Guard. Opponents to the land swap and road construction say that it would damage sensitive wildlife habitat. They say that a road through the congressionally delegated Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge could harm species, such as Pacific brant, emperor geese, Steller's eiders, tundra swans, and sea lions. What King Cove's lobbying strategy with a new Interior Secretary will be, Trumbull won't yet say. She does say, though, that the village is optimistic, and that decades into this fight, they don't plan to give up anytime soon. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.